Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. I want to tell everybody right after 6 o'clock, Deuce McAllister will join us to talk about the practice sessions, which are winding down between the Saints and the Cowboys. And from what I understand, a few fisticuffs going on in practice. So Deuce will bring you up to date on how the offense and defense done along with Jeff Nowak. And at 7 o'clock, the Saints Hour. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the head football coach of the Southeastern Lions, Frank Sofo. Frank, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, man? You've been gone. You only come around during the season, man. I'm a whole lot more fun in the off season. You should call me then.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll remember that. Frank, I know for most coaches will say, oh, it doesn't matter where we get ranked. You know, and what people think of us, you got voted second in the Southland Conference in the top 20. But it goes to show, and I'm going to give you the accolades, okay, that what people think of what you've done to that program at Southeastern, to build that program up and to have people not just in Louisiana but outside of the state think that much of the Lions. And a lot of that credit goes to you. I know you don't want to take it, but I'm going to give it to you.
Well, I appreciate it, Mike, but it really doesn't matter what they vote us. You know, I mean, it's all settled on the field. And I think with the consistency of what we've been able to accomplish here is what's put us in the national spotlight. And I said that when I got here. I just didn't want to be a regional program. I wanted to be a national program. And that, you know, we're at the corner of I-12 and 55, right between New Orleans and Baton Rouge and Mandeville, Covington. We got the Gulf Coast. We're in a fertile recruiting area. I think this is a fantastic place. With the third, might have even passed up with our new president. We might have passed up UL for the second largest university in the state behind LSU. And we just got so much good things, so many good things going for us right now. So I guess it's great to be recognized, but the great thing about our game is that you got to prove it on the field, and that's where it all counts.
What has been the biggest surprise for you in fall drills? Because I think a lot of times you do the spring, and then you're expecting some things to happen in the fall. But has there been one either player or unit that has really surprised you how well they've jumped out?
No, not really, Mike, because with the transitionary phase of what goes on in college football or college athletics across the board, you're not quite sure what your expectations are, a little tampered down because you're not quite sure what you got when you go through spring. And even in the summer, when your freshmen come in, they've never put on pads before, so you're not quite sure how they're going to handle it. So the emergence of a couple of young guys, some older guys who've developed and have another year under their belt, and now they're thrust into a leadership role or a starting position, and their demeanor changes. So I think it's across the board, your team, the personality of your team starts to emerge as fall camp unfolds. And I think that's where we're at right now. We're seeing that thing take place, and we're starting to see the leadership evolve in multiple positions.
Coach, one of the guys, I give Rebo a lot of hell about this, even though he ain't coaching no more, but you got a guy that he was a running back at Nicholas and Jake DelMata, and he has turned into a crackerjack player as a linebacker for you for Southeastern. Talk about a guy with great instincts to the football, smart, makes that big open field tackle. So for people who haven't seen Jake, kind of give that description of him, because he is such a good football player, and he was a good running back. I got to put it to Rebo every once in a while, even though he ain't coaching no more. But, man, DelMata has really turned it up for you guys.
He came in here, and he's a quiet guy, but extremely hardworking, a great leader, very experienced player. You know, we played against him, and so I knew how good the guy was, you know. And when we had the opportunity to land him, we jumped at it. And we're fortunate enough to get him. We're fortunate that he's here. He's going to make a huge impact on our program this year. And he's just – I think his leadership qualities, the way that he plays, the way he prepares, is what you've always dreamed of in a player. But at the same time, that kind of mirrors who he is on the field. You know, the way the ball player that you see on the field room in summer workouts, all of those things. So it hadn't been a surprise for us. I know what it's like going against him, and it's miserable game planning for the guy. And then I'm just glad he's on our side now.
One of the things, Coach, from some of the smaller colleges, will always bring up to me is about, man, depth of offensive, defensive line. There's never enough of them. And when we recruit a guy, he might be a little undersized, and we got to put weight on him. And for some cases, maybe a little weight off of him. But that seemingly is a common theme about linemen. There's just the man upstairs only made so many people that big, that fast, that strong.
Hey, you're right, Mike, but you know, go back to the NFL. That's a premium position up there,
yep,
too, right? They can't find five guys to play to start for them, and they lose one, and then it's a panic mode. And I think that filters all the way through. It's not just small college football. It's Power Four. It's Big Ten. It doesn't matter. It's all the way across the board that linemen are at a premium. And when you have a good offensive line, you have a chance to be successful. Same thing on the defensive line. Those guys, when they're really good, they're drafted first, second, third. They're going to go high in the draft if they're quality players. And you know, so that's why everybody wants them, because there's really not a lot of them. And that's across the board, every league, everywhere. So we've been fortunate here. We've had some good ones. We've developed them. They've grown up in our systems. We don't go out and sign a lot of guys, take a lot of transfers at those positions. We take the guys that out of high school, and I think we do a great job developing those guys. And as they grow and develop and become better and better, every now and then we might lose one. But for the most part, our guys stick around here. And that allows us to play with those guys, and we've got depth at those positions.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Coach Selfo, I hear it a lot too, and going to Louisiana line camp at Nichols, and you got all these, you know, pro coaches there, and they talk about the lack of physicality. It's not like it used to be. So I'll ask you that question. I think because of the RPO game, I do think there's been some changes there, that maybe it's not the physical game, and I say maybe, I know it's not as physical as it was years ago. These guys are big, strong, or fast, and when you get hit, you sometimes get hurt. But the physicality of the game has changed to a certain degree.
Well, I think that goes along, Mike, with the philosophy of the program. We play some team. We're a physical football program. We're not an RPO, throw a bunch of bubble screens team. We're downhill, a lot of times a two-back team. And we're going to run the football when we had the opportunity to run the football. And sometimes people know we're going to run the football. We're going to run it anyway. And I think that goes when you look back at the teams who are continually winning national championships at our level, at the Power Four level, and at the NFL level. Those guys the physicality on both sides of the line of scrimmage helped dictate the game. And I don't think that's going to change. It's a grown man's game. And kids struggle playing this game. And the little guys that run around blocks instead of taking on blocks don't last too long in this game because it gets exposed really quick. So I disagree with you. I think it is a physical game for the guys that win. And for the guys that lose, maybe they're doing all that other stuff. They just can't turn the corner. They got great players, but they have a tough time winning those games when it comes down to it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is they're not as physical anymore. You kind of exception to the rule, and I know others too, with it. One of the things you do, and you and I have talked about this in the past, you're not afraid to play multiple quarterbacks. I think for some coaches, they almost freak out. Oh, what? I got to play, I don't have a clear-cut winner guy at quarterback. I got to play multiple quarterbacks, and they sort of freak. But you have always sort of embraced the fact that, hey, I'll win with one quarterback. I'll win with two. I'll win with three if I have to. But not a lot of coaches really do that today.
Well, yeah, I think it goes back, Mike. If you think back at the Tulane days when we had Patrick Ramsey and J.P. Lossman, and, you know, both of those guys, obviously first-round draft picks, both of them, but you could only play one at a time. But we played them both. So we moved those guys in and out of lineup. We made sure J.P. got reps while Patrick was a starter, and he set a bunch of records while he was there at Tulane. But Patrick got hurt a couple of times, and thank goodness that we had an experienced quarterback. Obviously, he was talented, but he was experienced, too. He had played a bunch of snaps. Then we were able to put him in the game and had success with him. And then when he got to that point, his last couple of years, when he became the starter after Patrick left, Lester Ricard stepped in. And it's the same thing, same process. He got some reps, but then, J.P. was obviously the starter. We did it at Arizona. With Nick Foles and Matt Scott. And Nick went down for about a three-game stretch, and Matt Scott came in, and we won all three games, beating UCLA at home and Washington State on the road. And, you know, so injuries happen at the quarterback position. Now, I know Tom Moore's greatest quote, but he had a great one in Peyton Manning, you know, about the way he doesn't practice a certain thing because, if Peyton goes down, that's what it is. And you got to look it up, Mike, if you hadn't heard it. But if you go back and look at when you have a great quarterback, we had Cole Kelly here. Well, he took every snap for us.
Yeah.
We weren't concerned about his injury situation, and that's how good he was. It was clear separation. But when you got a couple of guys that are pretty close where you feel like you can get a guy some experience taking some snaps and playing a little bit, you want to be able to do that just in case something were to take place.
Coach, last question for you. I always ask any coach I get on about is special teams in a return game. It's sort of hidden yardage if the punter or a place kicker. But, man, if you got an ace return man, that's scared a bejesus out of anybody you play. And then it changes the way the punter is punting the ball to him. What you look like in the punt-kick return game?
Yeah, Dekai Joseph will be back this year.
Okay.
He's from the River Parishes. He had a couple of returns for touchdowns last year, had one or two called back. He's a dynamic player, Mike. They kicked away from him the last three or four games of the year. I suspect that's going to happen again this year. But, you know, who knows? I think we're very solid there. Same thing with kickoff return. We've got some guys back there that can really run with the football. And I think that's one of the big strengths of our football team this year is our speed. And so we've got some guys who we can put back there to take care of some things. And that's we feel very comfortable with that. But you're right. Special teams is so it's so valuable to us here. We spend a lot of time on special teams, almost parallel to what we spend offensively and defensively, because that's how important. And there's a realization of how games can change, momentum can change, and the scoreboard can actually change so fast through special teams. And we don't miss that point here. It's not understated. I can promise you that.
Yeah, I know you put a lot of emphasis on it. And so, but a lot of people say it but don't do it. You know, because coaches, I got a few of them in my family, and then say they somehow stretch the truth a little bit on, oh, man, we put all that emphasis on special teams. Not quite the case. Coach, we want to wish you the best for this year. We hope to get you back on before the start of the season. But, man, I'm so proud of what you've been able to do at Southeastern, and always great to have you on, and I really appreciate it.
Well, Mike, it's great for me to be on you, man. You're a legend, you know that, and especially in this area. And the only thing that bothers me, you run down to Thibodeau in the summer and you could come up here to Hammond this fall, maybe catch us next Thursday night. We're the only game in town now.
Hey!
Strawberry Stadium. Yeah, come on up. And then, I know Oakland Heart Jewelers is sponsoring this segment, and I can't wait for my gift to come in the mail from those people, because that's a beautiful place.
Frank, thanks again, Coach. I really appreciate it.
Take care, my buddy. Take care. Talk to you soon.
We'll do it. Frank Sofol, the head football coach of the Southeastern Lions, and he's right. I'm going to have to take that trip up to Hammond, man. Charlie got to let me loose early that day so I can do that next Thursday. So we'll have it done. One way or another, I'll go visit Coach Sofol.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2026.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.